From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. The White House went on the defensive Monday, trying to distance President Trump from charges filed against two former campaign aides by special counsel Robert Mueller. VOA's national correspondent Jim Malone reports.
Former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort reported to an FBI office in Washington Monday and later entered a plea of not guilty in federal court, as did his former associate Rick Gates. Both men face felony charges of conspiracy, making false statements, and money laundering in connection with their lobbying efforts on behalf of Ukraine. Special Counsel Robert Mueller also revealed that former Trump campaign aide George Papadopoulos pleaded guilty a few weeks ago to lying to FBI agents about Russian-related contacts offering damaging information on Trump's election rival, Hillary Clinton. White House spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders described Papadopoulos as a minor player in the Trump campaign.
It was extremely limited. It was a volunteer position. And again, no activity was ever done in an official capacity on behalf of the campaign in that regard.
Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
President Trump says U.S. Special Forces have captured a militant allegedly involved in the deadly 2012 attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, Libya. Trump said he authorized the operation that led to the capture of Mustafa al-Imam in Misrata on the northern coast of Libya. Details of the operation are unavailable. Al-Imam is in U.S. custody on his way to the United States for a likely trial. The president said the U.S. will continue to support our Libyan partners to assure that ISIS and other terrorist groups don't use it as a safe haven. This is VOA News.